Again, I agree with our sheriff when he says that the focus is wrong here. It's not about guns. It should be about mental health. Nobody wants to see anybody else ever again come into a meeting like this or at a church or any place else and shoot up a bunch of innocent people. That's just a crazy person that's doing that. It's not the average person in this room. Nobody in this room would do that. The first gun I ever bought, I was 15 years old. This is how America has changed. When I was 15, I walked into a liquor store. There was a gun I'd been wanting. There was a .22 410 over and under. I wanted it for rabbit hunting and squirrel hunting. I paid the man $65 cash for it, and I walked home across town with it. I was 15. Nobody asked me for my background. Nobody asked me if I had the right as a 15-year-old to be in a liquor store. And today, you can't buy a firearm in a liquor store. My concern is, this is an infringement on my Second Amendment rights. My concern is, when will they start doing background checks on members of the press and their constitutional rights? When will they start doing background checks on someone that wants to have lawful and peaceful assembly? This is just our Second Amendment that's being infringed upon. Other steps are coming as long as we lie back, complacency, and not stand up against this, which is tyranny. I encourage you to pass this. And again, I appreciate you letting me speak my mind.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
Jim Harbaugh.